Diaz from Islington. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 17th of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this episode on Monday, the 14th of July, Spanish police arrested 10 people from the extremist group Deport Them Now, UE, after 3 nights of violent clashes between extremists and North African migrants in Torre Pacheco, southeastern Spain. The unrest followed an alleged assault on a 60-year-old man by 2 foreign nationals. Riot police used rubber bullets as masked youths hurled bottles. Mayor Pedro Ángel Roca urged migrants to stay indoors. Interior Minister Fernando Grande Marlaska blamed extremist rhetoric, singling out the Vox Party, which denied involvement. That afternoon, police in Mataró, outside Barcelona, arrested the leader of the extremist group for inciting hatred and organizing anti-migrant attacks via Telegram. On a related note, early in the morning on Saturday the 12th, a fire severely damaged the new mosque in Piedra, Catalonia, and news outlets highlight that it happened shortly after the racist attacks in Torre Pacheco, which raises fears that xenophobia is growing, fueled by hate speech on social media. Police quickly sealed off the site while investigators searched for answers, but the cause of the fire is still unclear. Carme González, mayor of Piedra, met with the local Muslim community to condemn any hate and show solidarity. Fossil fuel-induced weather events on Saturday the 12th, a huge downpour of rain triggered flash floods across Catalonia, which left 2 people missing and caused significant disruption. Witnesses in Tubeles, south of Barcelona, reported seeing the pair fall into the swollen Foix River. Emergency services, including drones, helicopters, and underwater units, are continuing the search. Flooding disrupted rail services and overwhelmed rivers, even causing damage in hospitals in large parts of the Barcelona metropolitan area. Just days after the country endured severe flash flooding, early on Monday the 14th, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck southern Spain. According to Spain's National Geographic Institute, the earthquake's epicenter was just off the coast near Cabo del Gata on the Almeria coast and shook multiple regions in the area, including the Costa del Sol and Alicante. 18 aftershocks followed, with the strongest measuring 3.4. No injuries were reported, though workers described the quake as terrifying, and in Almeria, part of the airport roof collapsed. Next up, on Sunday the 13th, according to a report by news outlet Heraldo de Aragon, Marta Jimenez, a Spanish television presenter known as the Adrenaline Woman from the show El Hormiguero, died while base jumping in the Chistau Valley in Huesca, northeastern Spain. Jimenez was celebrated for embracing extreme sports and high-risk challenges. Authorities are actively investigating the jump and any contributing factors. Meanwhile, on Saturday the 12th, Spanish police arrested Dmitry Artyakov, son of a senior Russian defense official, for allegedly laundering millions of euros through luxury real estate in Girona, northeastern Spain. Authorities detained Artyakov on Saturday in his home as part of a money laundering probe led by Spain's anti-corruption prosecutor and coordinated by the Audiencia Nacional. Investigators allege that he acquired 8 properties, including 2 luxury villas, using funds tied to a laundromat front. Artyakov, who's under U.S. sanctions, is accused of using illegal transactions to conceal illicit wealth. The court has not yet set a trial date. Moving southwest from Girona towards the center of Spain, on Tuesday the 15th, Yolanda Díaz, Vice President and Minister of Labor, announced in a statement that the debate on reducing working hours will be postponed in Congress until after the summer. Delay comes after Junts per Catalunya, the Catalan pro-independence party, refused to lift its veto, threatening to kill the bill entirely. Talks with Junts have stalled for months. Díaz's team blames instability within the government, while Junts says it has requested more time to negotiate. For her part, Díaz says she still hopes for a deal, but has admitted that the chances of passing the reform in 2025 are fading. From reforms to trade deals, on Monday the 14th, Spain joined Germany, France, and other EU countries in urging member states to unite and respond firmly to the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats, which he made midway through this year. French President Emmanuel Macron led the call to activate the EU's anti-coercion instrument in response, and Spain is backing it fully. While some are in favor, countries like Poland and the Netherlands have said they would prefer to be cautious to avoid escalating trade tensions. The arrival of the taxi app Cabify in Bilbao, in Euskadi, has triggered strong backlash from the local taxi sector, which plans to launch a series of protests in the coming weeks. taxi drivers in the city had previously demonstrated against Uber's growth since 2019 and are now accusing the authorities of failing to enforce existing regulations with the introduction of Cabify. Miquel González from the Freelancers UPTA Euskadi Union says that Cabify and Uber harm local economies and cost jobs. He has also criticized the local and national police for not doing enough inspections. In response, Alberto González, Cabify's general manager, argued that strong local demand for their services required it and rejected the union's allegations. Still on transportation, according to Spain's Association for Electric Mobility, or AEDIVE, Spain has rapidly expanded its electric vehicle charging infrastructure since last year, with nearly 50,000 public charging points currently operational, 5% increase from the end of 2024. On Tuesday the 15th, Arturo Pérez de Lucía, AEDIVE's CEO, projected that the total number of charging points could reach 55,000 by the end of 2025. Spain's focus on high-quality fast-charging infrastructure suggests pretty strong momentum towards strong electric vehicle future in Spain. Summer temperatures are reaching all-time highs. Media outlet El País recently did a report on why towns are struggling to find shade. La Rambla and Montoro in Córdoba, along with El Granado in Huelva, all in southern Spain, have recorded the country's highest ever temperatures, routinely reaching 44 degrees centigrade, which is 111 degrees Fahrenheit, and peaking at over 47 degrees centigrade, which is 116 degrees Fahrenheit. The cause? Their streets are virtually treeless. Narrow roads prioritize cars and parking rather than greenery, exposing facades and pedestrians to unrelenting sun. Residents complain of relentless heat from noon, worsened by climate change. Tragically, two people have already died from heat stroke in Córdoba this summer. If you want to take your pet on holiday, the peninsula might be your best bet. A recent survey by travel agency eDreams has revealed that Spain and Portugal lead Europe in pet-friendly travel, surpassing traditional leaders like Germany. Agency notes that travelers increasingly view pets as family, prompting tourism and travel companies to adapt. Cities like Barcelona now feature dog-welcoming infrastructure, from shaded cafe patios to dedicated beach areas. The agency says the transformation goes beyond convenience. It taps into the emotional bond between people and their pets. And finally, the movie world, the new Hunger Games movie, based on the author Suzanne Collins' latest novel, Reaping Dawn, is going to be filmed in the Somiedo Natural Park in Asturias in northern central Spain. Preparations are underway, but filming hasn't started yet. The film will explore the dark history of the 50th Hunger Games and continue the movie series, which began in 2012. According to news outlet Spanish News Today, filmmakers chose Somiedo for its dramatic rugged landscapes, misty forests, alpine meadows, and glacial lakes, which perfectly mirror the varied beauty of the arena described in the book. It marks a major moment for Spanish cinema tourism as the region welcomes its Hollywood debut. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you can leave a comment in the episode. Comments are private and we won't publish them. Drop us an email if you want us to get back to you. Hasta la próxima.